Hi, this is TOEFLscores.com. How to develop strong vocabulary skills for the TOEFL IBT without using a dictionary, part 2. When reading TOEFL IBT passages for pleasure, for work, or for university coursework, you will encounter unfamiliar vocabulary. In these situations, you should try to understand the new word by looking at the context in which it is used. Clauses, reference, be verb, contrast, and other words in the sentence are contextual clues which may help you to understand a new word. Clauses. Adjective clauses and their connectors, that, when, where, which, who, and whom, may be used to identify unknown words. For example, both the electric generator, which makes electricity widely available, and the electric motor, which converts electricity to useful mechanical work, are based on these effects. The meaning of electric generator is identified by the adjective clause, which makes electricity widely available. Similarly, the meaning of electric motor is identified by its adjective clause, which converts electricity to useful mechanical work. Reference. Reference are words to refer to other words in a sentence or paragraph. The reference may refer to a previous word or one which follows it. It is one of the more remarkable feats of American literature how a young man who never graduated from high school, never received a college degree, living in a small town in the poorest state in the nation, all the while balancing a growing family of dependents and impending financial ruin, could, during the Great Depression, write a series of novels all set in the same small southern county, As I Lay Dying, Light in August, and above all, Absalom, Absalom, that would one day be recognized as among the greatest novels ever written by an American. As I Lay Dying, Light in August, and Absalom, Absalom can be identified by the referent a series of novels. The be verb. The object, which is referred to as the object complement and which comes after the verb be, may be used to identify the subject. For example, the great horned owl Bubo virginissimum of Canada's commonest largest large bird is the meaning of the great horned owl Bubo virginianus is identified by large birds of prey, which comes after is. Contrast. Sometimes the vocabulary words can be understood because they're in contrast to another word in the sentence. Some words to show contrast are the following: although, but, despite, even though, however, in contrast, in spite of, instead, nevertheless, on the other hand, on the contrary, or, still, unlike, yet. For example, tsunamis are unlike wind-generated waves, which many of us may have observed in a local lake or at a coastal beach, in that they are characterized as shallow water waves with long periods and wavelengths. Tsunamis are understood to be shallow water waves because they are in contrast to wind-generated waves. Other words in the sentence. Other words in the sentence may also help you to understand the meaning of vocabulary words. Sponges are the simplest grade of multi-celled animals. In general, sponges have open, topped, sac-like bodies which are fixed to the sea floor. Water is pulled through the body and the food is filtered out. By using other words in the sentences as contextual clues, you can guess that a sponge is a multi-celled animal which is fixed to the sea floor. For more information, go to www.michaelbuckoff.com.